Welcome to the Christ Community Church Montreat podcast. Kevin Allman here with Pastor Richard White. Welcome, Richard.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, we've got an interesting question for you, and here it is. Could you talk about Romans 14:13? And the question related to that passage is, what qualifies as a stumbling block? I've heard this passage quoted a lot as a reason why Christians shouldn't drink or dance. What is Paul talking about here?
Do I ever get the option to say, no, I'm not going to answer this question? Wow, this is a big question. Not an easy one to answer.
Yeah. By the way, do you remember this book many years ago that John Fisher wrote called Real Christians Don't Dance? And there was like a cross out in the word don't.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I read that, but I'm sure I inherited the notion of the book in my young upbringing.
Right, but, right.
What is a stumbling block? I'm pretty sure this is a colorful illustration here. In ancient world, to protect your home at night, you would put inside your house a block, like a curb or something. It might be of heavy wood or of stone. But you'd put this in your home right at the door. So if some thief came in, it's dark, can't see. Remember, they didn't have lights and flashlights back then. So when it was dark, it was really dark. So here this thief is coming in your house at night and trips over this stumbling block. And so that's just the image behind this. And so Paul is writing, don't throw stumbling blocks up in front of your brother, your sister in the Lord. It would be something they perhaps can't see, but they will trip over and hurt themselves. Mm. So what does Paul mean by this? And in Romans 14 and also 1 Corinthians 8, the issue at hand is eating meat that has been offered to idols. And just in the Romans passage from 13, Romans chapter 14, verses 13 through 23, when it comes to not putting a stumbling block in front of somebody, there's a duty of the stronger brother or sister, and there's a duty of the weaker brother or sister. And the duty of the stronger brother or sister is, first of all, not to cause the weaker brother to stumble. So right away, that's telling us you are not an individual. You are part of the body of Christ, and you cannot just live for yourself. You must live with an eye on the community. There are younger brothers and sisters. There are weaker brothers and sisters. There are stronger brothers and sisters. And you've got to have an eye out for other people. There's none of this in the Christian life. Well, I've got the freedom in Jesus to do this, so deal with it. That is so opposed to Jesus and the gospel. And so, first of all, we do have a lot of freedom, and I'm going to get to that, but it's not to use our freedom however we want. So the duty of the stronger brother is, do not cause somebody weaker than you to stumble. Also, the duty of the stronger is to keep a bigger vision. In Romans 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So there's something bigger than what you get to eat or drink or do with your body. And it's the duty of the stronger is keep the vision of God's kingdom always in front of you. What is God doing here? Also, the duty of the stronger, and this is interesting, verse 16, do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. Mm-hmm. That's a tricky one because, okay, so if I feel like I have the freedom to drink or, in this case, to eat meat offered to idols, I'm not supposed to let that be spoken of as evil. Well, that means that there's a teaching element. That if somebody says, hey, that's evil, I might refrain in the moment from eating meat offered to an idol. But what Paul's doing in Romans 14 and in 1 Corinthians 8 is he is teaching the church and teaching weaker brothers an idol is nothing, and meat offered to idols, it doesn't contaminate the meat. And it is okay to eat meat off that has been offered to idols. We have that kind of freedom. However, and so we can we are to teach that. We're and Paul says here, where is it? In Romans 14, verse 14, I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it is unclean. So, you know, Paul, again, he's teaching, and this is the duty of the stronger, to teach, you know, the freedom that we do have and the blessing of the creation of God. And, you know, of course, for Roman Christians dealing with Jewish Christians, you know, the huge issue for them was eating pork. You know, that was forbidden by Jewish people. And, you know, Jesus, of course, declares all things clean. So Jews now can eat pork. And so that was a huge issue for them. And now in the Roman world, the Greek world, well, wait a minute, that meat was offered to this idol. And here's the teaching to lay in the heart. Nothing is unclean in itself. So, you know, am I free to you know, drink alcohol? Am I free to eat any kind of foods? Am I free to, you know, smoke or dance and stuff like that? And I think those are, you know, I think we get into the health side of things, and this is wise, but certainly not in excess, not in drunkenness. We're not to live that kind of life. But, you know, am I free to drink? Yeah, I am in Christ. But there are definitely limits, certainly not the excess. But with whatever freedom I'm enjoying, I'm not to cause somebody else to stumble. I'm to keep a bigger view, the kingdom of God, which calls me to love the body of Christ. So that's the duty of the stronger, and to teach, you know, that we have these freedoms in Christ. Look what Christ has redeemed us from. You know, the laws of do not taste, do not touch. You know, we're not under that anymore in Christ. So that's the teaching duty. But there's the duty of the weaker brother as well, or sister. And we see that, and actually this applies to both as well, but Romans 14, 13, do not pass judgment on anyone any longer. Mm. Stop judging your brother or sister for what they don't do or what they do do. Mm. They answer the Lord. And so we're not the police to judge the freedoms that people have. Now, obviously, immoral behavior, we absolutely judge that. There are things that God's word lays out. Do not be drunk, but be filled with the Spirit. And so we would speak against that. And you know, gluttony, you know, the excesses that we take our freedoms to, we may speak to those. Where has this thing become an idol in your life? And I think those are the things we, as brothers and sisters, want to speak into one another's lives. But for the weaker brother, hey, you're not allowed to, you know, to eat that kind of meat. You're not allowed to drink. Stop passing judgment. We're to understand the freedoms we have in Christ. There's another verse just over in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 7. You know, Paul says in verse 9, he says, take care that this right of yours, so he speaks of it as a right. You have a right to do this in Christ. There's a freedom there. But that it doesn't become a stumbling block to the weak. So there's that counterbalance. But then he says up in verse 7, however, not all possess this knowledge. So not everybody's going to be there with walking in that freedom, enjoying that freedom. And that's where the Romans 14 passage really comes down, because it ends with this, Romans 14, verse 23, whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. And so, you know, if somebody says, well, they're drinking, so I can drink too. No, that's sin. You're not doing it out of faith. You're doing it out of, you know, you want to fit in or you want to impress. If you are in doubt, don't. And you can say, I'm the weaker brother, and yeah, that's kind of where I am. I've had bad experience with this, and it's not for me. Okay, it doesn't proceed from faith, so don't. In fact, it proceeds from bad experience, And your sense is there that this would be a stumbling block for you, so you don't. And so there's a growing up of the weaker brother or sister to own his or her own weaknesses, not to pass judgment on those who have that freedom, but also to try to understand what are the freedoms that Christ has given us in the gospel. Mm-hmm. And so that person may have freedom over there to do those things, to eat that kind of food, drink those kinds of drink. I'm not going to pass judgment on them, but I've got doubts. I've got concerns in my life. And so I don't have that freedom. And I think that's a weaker brother getting strong, mm-hmm. and walking in strength. But at the end of the day, yeah, they're going to be people who are easily led, and they're going to do it because so-and-so is doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's just wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's where a stronger brother or sister is going to have to be very discerning. Why is this person drinking? Why is this person tagging along doing what I'm doing? Are they walking in freedom, or are they just trying to be cool, try to fit in? And that's a tough one. And so we ought to have these kinds of conversations. I just had this conversation Sunday with a group of brothers about the, alcohol and, Bible studies with alcohol and that's a very broad topic because I know there's a lot of Bible studies like that, in breweries and things like that. And I'm not condemning that, but my question would be, are there weaker brothers there too? Mm-hmm. And we want to be very careful. Why is somebody there? Because it's cool? Wrong reason to drink. Mm-hmm. And so this gets dicey, it gets messy, but it calls us to have conversations about our freedoms. And that's I think where Paul leaves it. Mm-hmm. There's duties for the strong, there's duties for the weak. And I think he's saying work it out in your community. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the exercise of your freedoms is causing somebody to stumble, you have sinned. Mm-hmm. And so, Paul ends, over in 1 Corinthians, he says, I wouldn't eat meat again. I can't find the verse, but, if eating meat causes my brother to stumble, I won't eat meat ever again. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's so committed to the body of Christ and building others up. And, that's just got to be part of who we are and how we operate in the body. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this helps at all. Sometimes we want a definitive yes you can, no you can't, and it's just not that clear. There's always a growth element that's linked to faith in Jesus and walking with him and in community with one another. Mm-hmm.
I think what I see here and I appreciate here is I've seen myself on both sides of that struggle. I've had occasion where I've been troubled in my conscience about something that clearly other Christians don't have an issue with, mm-hmm. and that there is no prohibition against, right? There's no explicit prohibition in Scripture. I felt myself troubled in my conscience and yet compelled to somehow... You need to just let go of that and not worry about your conscience there. And that's what he's talking about. I shouldn't do that. And then on the other hand, I found myself being sort of judgmental in my mind against people who seem to be very legalistic in my mind, who I feel like are not recognizing what grace is and what the freedom in Christ is. So I've lived on both sides of that, mm-hmm. Richard. This is really helpful to show that really that issue is not about the thing itself.
Paul writes in Romans 14:18, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Mm-hmm. And the word that catches me there is pursue, mm-hmm. Because what we usually do is we lob these judgment bombs over the fence. They're drinking, some kind of Christians they are. Mm-hmm. And then we dismiss them and walk away thinking ourselves better. Or we say, look at them. They're so bound up. They're weaker brothers. And we're dismissive of them and boast about our freedoms in Christ. Mm-hmm. And what have we done? We've torn the body of Christ apart into these divisions. And where's the pursuit there? Where's the pursuit of my brother or my sister who's different in their understanding of this? There is none. And that's the danger we get into. We're so divisive. And a lot of times it's not about the freedom. It's about our pride that we are trying to justify ourselves, make ourselves feel better, that we're not like them. And, we're better than them. Usually both sides would say, I'm nearer Jesus than them. I mean, look at what they're doing. And where's the pursuit in that? Maybe that's a key. How is my heart, is my heart really in pursuit of others in the body of Christ that I differ with, or am I just dismissive of them? That's a key to, I think, what Christ is getting at in this passage, that we love the body of Christ. We have a bigger view than ourselves and our kingdom. We have a view of God's kingdom and what Jesus is up to in bringing a very diverse body of people together and knitting us together in his grace and love.
Will you pray for us?
I will. Father, thank you for the body of Christ. And Lord, thank you for the freedoms that we do have. And Lord, with the exercise of our freedoms, we pray that we will not be those who cause anybody to stumble. And Lord, may we hold all things loosely and hold tightly to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, hold tightly to the body of Christ. And so we would pursue others, Lord, to love and to build up, that there would be mutual peace and a building up in Christ. Lord, let that be what rises with power in our hearts and in our actions as we consider all the freedoms we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.